is hold on to. I've had my days good and bad, but the best ones that I've had always seem to start and end with you. Yeah, those are the times I know that I won't forget. Like that July 4th, no doubt by the
lake. 7 after the hour, Derek Stephens, good day. Program for, what is it, Tuesday the 4th of March. March. The year is 2014. What is going on today? I bet you'll be excited to hear about what's happening in the Ukraine, right? You notice I don't do what everybody else does. Everybody else says, Ukraine, you say what you want. I'll say what I want. What are they going to do to me? The Ukrainians going to shoot me? I don't think so. Ken Kessler is here, Jennifer Horn, as we work our way through issues of the day. 888-302-3684. Is there something in this for us, our involvement? Well, I'll tell you, there's a bill to be paid. The House and Senate of the United States moving on legislation aimed at helping the Ukraine pay its bills. That's our responsibility, apparently. Eric Cantor, House Majority Leader, a Republican from Virginia, says that he has asked various House Committee chairmen to put a financial rescue package together for the Ukraine that would allow the White House to place sanctions on Russia if they become complicit or they try to invade or interfere with Ukraine's sovereign affairs. Well, they've already done that, haven't they? They're already there. The Republican representative said he's spoken to the administration to express our interest in working together to ensure the president has the appropriate tools to impose real consequences on Russia for the aggression. So we're going to pay the Ukrainians' bills for them. How about that, folks? You like that idea? Does that sound cool?
I like the idea where we pay my bills instead.
Right. How about my bills? How about we get a discount on our tax? Taxes are due, what, a month and a week from now? So how about we get a 10% discount? No, instead, this legislation authorizes funds to provide at least $1 billion in loan guarantees to provide structural support for their economy, as well as to authorize technical assistance for energy reforms, elections, strengthen their society, combat corruption. What the hell? Why are we doing that here?
Yeah.
Combating corruption. This is one of the most corrupt administrations that we've ever seen.
But we'll help the world.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to pay the Ukraine's bills. How do you like that, folks?
Help their economy out a little.
Yeah. And then we're going to impose sanctions on the Russians,
yeah,
who now owe nobody anything because of the success of their oil and gas endeavors. They're selling gasoline all over the world. We aren't. We're in hock to everybody. So what do you think? 888-302-3684. All right, so the other side of this, if I may put Mr. Putin in his place. How do you like that? Pretty good alliteration, huh? Put Putin in his place.
Please.
What is at stake here in the conflict? This is sort of a traditional, sort of classic East versus West thing, right? The Russian seized border posts in the Crimea. It's a rich area, a lot of good agriculture there. Crimea was a place that a couple of weeks ago nobody even knew where it was, right?
No
idea. Anybody? You didn't know where the Crimea was?
I knew. I had heard of it, but I couldn't point to you on a map and tell you where it was.
Yeah, me either.
Really? All right.
Look at Doug. Really?
Well,
you nuts.
I just kind of remember it from studying world history for whatever the reason. It's been an important place for the Russians, that almost like the Cossacks, I think. If you look at the pictures of the people there now, the whole eastern area, people look bigger, tougher, stronger, more focused. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's living in that part of the world is really...
It's cold. Tough. It's tough stock.
Yeah, it is, right. So anyway, the stakes have been raised dramatically this week Because, in essence, the Russians have annexed. It's a de facto annexation, but that's what they've done. So after the fact, we send in the Navy, we send in we're flying drones all over the place there to see what's going on. But at this point in time, who's on first? It's not us. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not really even in the game yet. But in order to get into the game, we're going to cough up a couple of $1 billion.
Right.
No big deal.
And for what real reason?
Well, why do we have a stake in the Crimea? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the question?
I think that's the question.
What do you think we have at stake? Is it just the Russians versus the United States? And
yeah, I think there's some
tie is tighter.
There's some pride there, but I think and I think you said this yesterday. If the European Union wants these guys so bad, let's help them out. Bring in somebody. What is America's stake here? That's what I would like to know.
Okay, so is Putin trying to create the USSR light? Soviet light.
I think he would like it. I mean, this is a guy who's very power hungry, mm-hmm. who likes to make people that aren't with him look pretty bad.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise
me. He's a bully.
Him. Yeah.
He's a little bully with a little wee-wee. That's what the story is.
Not that you're speaking from experience.
No, none of that. But, well, I'm speaking with experience of what I know about little men who get to be big and powerful. All right? And I think somebody challenged my assertion last time I came forth with that proposition a month or so ago. Wow, how do you know that? It's a matter of course and a manner of speaking. All right, so anyway, what do you think? 888-302-3684. A little gossip coming up here on Good Day. Jennifer always loves that. Meantime, if you've heard me talk about heart factors, plus you've heard my enthusiasm, you know that I am very, very, very focused on the ingredients in Heart Factors Plus, because those ingredients will help boost your cardiovascular health. You want to be safe, you want to be healthy, you want to do it the natural way. That's why I suggest you call 800-577-8560 and order your own Heart Factors Plus. Not that you shouldn't go next door. Can I borrow a cup of sugar and a couple of Heart Factors Plus capsules, please? People next door probably already have Heart Factors Plus. They listen to me. What it does is boost nitric oxide levels in your system. If you have good, healthy blood pressure, it'll keep it there. You want to get blood into your heart, your head, into your muscles, all of that stuff. You will never have felt better than you do once you get yourself on Heart Factors Plus, because the blood is what makes your body function better, and you feel better. That's what it is. Improve your circulation. Call 800-577-8560, and you improve your functions, all of them. Risk-free trial for Heart Factors Plus is at the other end of 800-577-8560. And mention Doug Stephan, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus, plus, you'll get a free bottle of the brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula that folks at Heart Factors Plus have come up with as well. All kinds of good reasons for you to call right now, 800-577-8560.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, yeah,
I like that. Was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Doug Steffen, get out of my business.
No.
Well, if those of you didn't hear that commercial, it was trying to extol the value and virtue of having somebody know what's going on in your life. I don't want people to know what's going on in my life other than what I care to share. Jennifer?
Yes.
Kenny? Keep your P's and Q's to yourself.
Good thing for us, you choose to share a lot, sir.
I do. All right, so let's share some thoughts about Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah.
Trial began late yesterday. The first witness testified she heard blood-curdling screams from a woman before she heard the gunshots on the night that his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, turned up dead. The neighbor said it was very traumatic. You could hear these blood-curdling screams. You can't translate that into words.
Anyway. Now, would you know, let me ask you this. You have a lady friend in your life.
I do.
Can you recognize her scream? Or do they sound like everybody else's? No, I'm not trying to make light of this. But this is a big piece of the pie because the neighbors testified that they heard screams. And the idea is, if it's your girlfriend screaming, wouldn't you know it was her?
I don't know that I've ever heard, her scream when she was around me. I know she screamed. There was some creature in her garage the other day. And when she went in there, she saw it and she screamed. I can just kind of imagine her screaming along those lines.
The fact that it was a female scream would make you think that he should maybe stop with the gun, don't you think? I mean, maybe if you're really scared, you think it's an intruder, you start shooting, then you hear a female scream, do you stop? Is that sexist?
How many guys have you heard screaming?
Or how many women are intruders?
Uh-huh. Right, okay. This doesn't much impact me, but I know a lot of people want to talk about it. I don't claim to be an expert here. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Twisting the night away. It's Sean Washington performing last night on The Voice.
This is great.
We like this, yeah. All right, crank it up, Michael. Dan Cook song. Shakira's the only one that turns around. I don't know what these people are waiting for.
There you go.
There you go. Get everybody charged up. I like listening to that. It is, though, Kenny has said this before, it's often the choice of the music, much as anything else.
Definitely.
Whether or not the people have any talent or not.
Well, if you have favor when you're listening to a song, you know, if it's a song that you love or means something to you, you're going to be less you're going to be more forgiving.
Right. Or more interested one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's the sage Jennifer Horn.
That's me.
That's you.
Make it so, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. All right, 25 after the hour, what we do also in this portion of this hour of the program is bring you up to date with some of the monologues, the late night TV programs. The fun begins now with Conan O'Brien.
In a speech yesterday, this is true. I love this new Pope. He's kooky. Yeah. In a new speech just yesterday, Pope Francis accidentally said the F word in Italian. That's true. Yeah. He accidentally said the F word in Italian. Yeah. When told about his mistake, the Pope said, no shit. Then the Pope did that. I don't know why he did that.
Because he's infallible. He's
a crazy, infallible Pope.
Of course, the world is still focused on the ongoing conflict in the Ukraine. And over the weekend, Sarah Palin reminded everyone that during the 2008 election, she predicted Russia would invade the Ukraine. Then John McCain said, well, at least one of us made a good call. And get this, Secretary of State John Kerry went on Meet the Press yesterday and actually criticized Russia for its action in the Ukraine. He said, quote, you just don't invade another country on phony pretext in order to assert your interests. And he said, I mean, we stopped doing that like months ago. Okay, we don't do that anymore. So.
Couple in Pennsylvania got married at a mall. It's not a bad idea.
Fast service.
It's every bride's dream, I think, to be walked down the aisle by a food court drifter. The marriage was consummated at Sleepy's. What?
I found this very interesting. A new rule at Mount Everest requires climbers to bring down an additional 17.6 pounds of trash from the peak after years of climbing garbage has accumulated on the mountain. Although I'm not sure those skeletons appreciate being called climbing garbage. Apparently, you don't either.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
Bill Gates
is in the news today. Once again, he's the world's richest man. Net worth $76 billion, up from $67 billion last year. He beat out telecom mogul Carlos Slim Helu.
Oh, he's the one that owns all the cell phones in Mexico.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right, there are 16,045 billionaires on the planet. The biggest net gainer was Mark Zuckerberg. He went for number 21. He's up to 21 on the list. Went up a lot from last year. Hoo-ha!
This is your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, what next in the Ukraine?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and VandenHeuvel. What is the most likely or desirable resolution to the upheaval between the East and West Ukraines?
There is a Cold War echo in this, trying to make this a civilizational struggle. We have the possibility of a divided Ukraine. But I do think now is the time for serious political compromise. What we need to do is get out of this zero-sum thinking about Russia versus the West and navigate what are essentially shark-infested waters and find cooler heads to prevail.
What we have is sort of a soft process. Invasion in Crimea going on as we speak, and that anyone can vouch for Vladimir Putin's peaceful intentions, you know, after what he did in Georgia in 2008, which was invade and take part of the country, I find kind of flabbergasted.
This is Mark Green, the host of Both Sides Minute, today with Katrina VandenHeuvel of TheNation.com and Rich Lowry of TheNationalReview.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today,
good day.
It's gonna be
a good day. Tuesday it is. But the Doug Gang includes Jennifer Horn, or what is our singer calls it, his posse.
Right? Oh, I know. Did you want me to give you the dog pound? Was that what you're asking for?
Silly. Yeah, it's kind of silly. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media, amongst other things, and putting sort of a lid on it when we have explosive devices that go off in the studio. So is the West blinking in disbelief as we look at Vladimir Putin invading the Ukraine? The Germans, the French, the Americans, stunned.
I can't imagine that they're really stunned.
I can't either. But the question comes
this
up.
This may come out kind of mean, but if Sarah Palin knew that this was going to happen, like, shouldn't everybody else know too? And I don't mean that because I like Sarah Palin.
I know you do.
But, you know, come on.
Mm-hmm. I think the word stunned is... that's my word, but I read some of these accounts about how the West didn't realize that Russia was aggressive or that Putin was aggressive. Come on. This is foolishness. Anyway, the Russia that we know today, not like the Russia of, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we seem to go in the seesaw. We always seem to have conflicts. We got to have somebody, the good guys, the bad guys. It seems to be the story of our lives. Russians and the Chinese. By the way, the Chinese have weighed in heavily on the side of the Russians when it comes to Ukraine. Well, of course, because they're selling all their crap there. And it's good business for them. So, Russia and the West. The Europeans versus the Eastern Alliance, as it were. So, what about the... think about the pieces of Russia. I was thinking about this last night. There are so many Russians in Los Angeles. There are so many Russians in New York. There are Russians all over our country, literally everywhere, and they're very wealthy. The Russians, the KGB, set it up so that most of their members had pieces of the oil and other business that was built around petroleum. They set everything up. They knocked off anybody that got in their way, and they took control. And so now they're respectable. They're all driving Bentleys, and they're wearing suits. But behind the scenes, the Russians are thugs. Whether they're there, or whether they're here, or wherever they are. And most of the bad guys today, as portrayed in the movies, have gone back to being bad guys, right? No more. We don't have Middle Eastern bad guys anymore. A few here and there. But mostly it's the Russians that are the bad guys again.
Well, they have a very strong mob, that's for sure. They have a Russian... I mean, Russian mafia is very well known and mean.
Well, mean...
Not that most...
That's the way a girl would put it. Those guys are meanies.
Oh, thanks. Bring up the girl card.
They're meanies. Putin is a meanie.
Well, isn't he? Is that accurate?
Hey, meanie, meanie, meanie. You are a meanie.
Is it accurate, Mr. Stuffin?
He's a meanie with a little weenie.
Would you call him a nice, upstanding guy?
No.
Okay, thank you. So what is he, mean? Yeah.
Meanie. He's a meanie. He's a meanie. And by the way, $56 billion that left Russia last year traced all to illegal activities. Wow. Kickbacks, drug money, tax fraud, all kinds of
Shocking.
Stuff. And yet the English bankers are rolling out the red carpet.
Yeah, because they're loaded.
For the Russians, because they all have a lot of dough. So are the Russians making their way bit by bit, piece by piece, into all of the areas of the world where there's wealth, so they can take things over? Is this just the first? They're not interested in the rest of Ukraine, only interested in the Crimea, because that's where the wealth in Ukraine is. Is Putin trying to set himself up so his grandchildren will be secure? Is that what he's trying to do? Does he
I
have
think he could probably care less about his grandkids. I think it's all about him and his legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think Putin and Joe Biden would get along if Biden was president? Just speculating.
I think Biden, if Biden were president,
mm-hmm.
I think Biden gets along with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think he'd be like, hey, Vlad.
Mm-hmm. Vlad. mm-hmm. Well, I think there are a lot of things to think about here, and that's why I'm suggesting this is not just about the Crimea. It's not just about America versus the Russians. The Russians are very aggressive, and they want to get out of Siberia. So what better place to go than to take over Alaska?
Well, look, I think the big story here is, for a long time, the U.S. has been top dog, and Russia is now, and maybe is already top dog. I mean, if not fighting us for that position, for sure, don't you think? I mean, isn't that the big story? We beat the Russians. We kind of, like, had some superiority over them, and now that's sort of out the window with this guy.
Mm-hmm. The Russians are talking about human rights in the Crimea. Have you noticed what's going on in Russia? I got a kick out of that. One of their diplomats was talking about protecting human rights in the Ukraine. That's why they're there. They're there to protect those poor people who are downtrodden in the Ukraine. And, I mean, both sides sound foolish in their rhetoric. We're going to give them billions of dollars that we don't have. Meanwhile, there are people who are suffering in our country for the same reason the Ukrainians are suffering. Where's the package of military or financial aid for the people in Mississippi or Alabama or New York or any place where they don't have what it takes? We have entitlements for sure. And whether that's what do we consider our entitlements to be our gift package to people who have no hope? Or, I mean, supposedly that's what we think is going on with our entitlements. We're helping people in our country have no hope. Except there are so many people, we know them, all of us. Jennifer knows them, Kenny knows them, you know them. People who abuse the system and are ripping it off because they're lazy or because we've made it easy for them.
Well, they get used to those entitlements. I mean, gosh, someone starts handing you a check every week, all of a sudden that sounds pretty good.
Mm. So what does the West owe to the Ukraine? What have we gotten out of the Ukraine?
We owe not to say the Ukraine anymore.
I'm saying the Ukraine.
The Russia's really upset with the Ukraine.
I don't care. The Ukraine just sounds...
It does. It sounds Ukraine. Better. You're right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The China's on their side, too.
The Brazil?
The Brazil, they're just taking a nap.
So is this a revolution? Some people are describing what's going on there as a revolution.
Well, I think it's a dare. I mean, Putin's saying, hey, America, you really want to get involved? Do you really want to play this game? Mm. You really want to get your military involved? It's at a time when people, you know, our military's tired. Mm. I mean, what are we going
to
do?
Well, that's the military's job is to be tired. We've got to be ready for the next time they have to shoot it up. So the students, the spark of the revolution, trade with the West was the start of this, right? And then it's escalated into all kinds of other things. And one wonders whether the Ukrainian people, before the uprising began, were told by the president, before he was booted out, that they were going to do away with basic freedoms. Mm-hmm. The legislation introduced over there by a pro-Russian legislator, which was pushed through Parliament, some say illegally, introduced a number of laws that closely resembled Russian models in terms of what personal individualized freedom is. All good if you have lots of money. Other than that, niet. All right. So a few more thoughts on what's going on in Ukraine, maybe from a point of view that you hadn't in your own mind, gone. You hadn't gone there yet, so I'm happy to push you there. Meanwhile, up next, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us, and we're going to talk about some medical news that is good. It's 18 before the hour. Good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Okay, you ready? I'm gonna let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Never asleep, always awake. Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on the Good Day program to discuss some of the medical news and how it impacts you. His website, drhoffman.com, good place to go to learn about health matters. He always has in his newsletter sort of twists and turns from some of the usual rhetoric that you'll hear from some of the more traditional sources. He likes to shake things up a little bit. I thought it was good information or good news. I don't know whether it was good information or not. The fact that came out last week, if you eat a lot of strawberries, it will lower the bad cholesterol. I went right to that because I have too much of the bad, not enough of the good. Not so that it's dangerous, but it's noticeable. So if I eat lots of strawberries and other fiber, am I going to be A-OK, Dr. Ron?
Well, absolutely. I mean, fruits and vegetables help the heart in a variety of ways, not just by lowering cholesterol, which we know can be important, but it turns out that some people who have relatively high cholesterol are protected, and they may be protected by other substances that are found in fruits and vegetables, like, for example, resveratrol, the polyphenol that's found in wine, seems to confer protection on the French who eat a lot of pâté de foie gras, and they smoke Gauloises cigarettes, and yet they have less heart disease.
Really? So, let's have a little more foie gras. Is that how you pronounce it?
A little more foie gras, right.
Foie gras. Jennifer, how about some more wine with that foie gras? Wherever we can find it. All right, next up in the hit parade, I'm noticing that there's more and more criticism of acetaminophen, which is basically the main ingredient of Tylenol. We don't find it in Advil, do you? Or some of the other pain relievers? Is basically Tylenol what we have to stay away from?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's not something that we absolutely have to stay away from. Some people tolerate small doses, but even with the doses that are specified on labels, you know, when you take cold medicines, inadvertently you get some Tylenol as part of the mix, or, you know, you take straight Tylenol pills. Some people develop liver problems, particularly if you're sick with the flu and you're not eating anything, and maybe you're drinking a little whiskey or bourbon to kind of, you know, soothe your cough, or you take an alcohol-containing cough medication, that'll act on the liver and can cause liver problems. Also, they recently did a study on women who, when pregnant, take Tylenol, and it was found that their offspring, the kids, as they grew up, had a much greater tendency to have hyperactivity, which is a form of attention deficit disorder. That's bad news, and that was taking it as directed, not massively overdosing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can easily kill yourself by taking a very small bottle of Tylenol. You know, 24 Tylenols will do you in. Oops. So it's very scary.
Really? All right. Stethoscopes. How often do you use and or wear a stethoscope?
Well, I do routinely in the office as I examine patients. And, you know, we tend to forget that, you know, we wash our hands after each encounter, but the stethoscope doesn't go under the faucet. I mean, I paid $200 for that thing, so I don't want to subject it to, wetness. And now they have electronic stethoscopes, so you don't want the thing to short circuit, you know, sparks coming out of it. And yet these things transmit disease. So a recent study showed that doctors' hands were less likely to transmit disease than the stethoscope, which turned out to be a very, very dirty instrument. You know, you apply it to the patient's chest.
I saw that study and I thought, man, this is gross.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, think about it. I do notice that some doctors, and I should do this more often, they take a little alcohol swab, and after examining each patient, they swab the bell of the stethoscope, which is quite appropriate. And, you know, we should more get in the habit of doing that. You can't put it in the sterilizer because the thing would melt.
Do you ever feel like you're a partner with Walgreens or Rite Aid or CVS in terms of what you do? Choose one when your patients need a prescription, and I know you send them down the road to the natural way if you can, but when you have to prescribe something, do you say go to the Walgreens on the corner, or do you go to the right? What do you do, or do you find some local guy who might serve people better? I wonder if you and or most doctors are even conscious of this. Is this part of how you think? In the old days, there were people who used to suggest the drug store would give a kickback to the doctor if he sent him the patients over there.
Well, those days are over. I mean, no longer is that possible. It's illegal. You can't do it. So I don't care where people go for prescriptions. However, there's an exception. There are certain compounded medications that they make that are very, very special. I get them made exactly the way they want. I can talk to the pharmacist on the phone, and they make it up exactly the way I want. And that's the exception of the rule, that maybe 10% of my prescriptions. So you're compounded medication, specially made. Say a person has to take a very small dose of a medication. Maybe I'm making a medication for a child, or I'm making a special preparation that isn't available in a regular drugstore. So don't go to the CVS. You won't get it. I'll have to make it up special for you. That's where I direct people to certain pharmacies.
The whole business about the compounding pharmacy, remember the thing from Framingham last year where they were messing things up and they finally were driven out of business? How do you make sure the compounding pharmacy is good?
Well, you know, they're of varying qualities. I think this one tried to get away with murder because they just went way beyond their capability to produce custom medications. They turned into a factory instead of a small workshop, and it just didn't work out.
All right, so you got to be careful on things like that. You need to be thinking about what you're putting in your body, basically, folks. I think that's what Dr. Hoffman is saying. drhoffman.com, the website for Dr. Hoffman. Lots of great health information there. You might want to check it out. Thank you, Ron. Good to have you here on Good Day. It's 51 after the hour.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Dark Staff and Good Day program. Lots of action here. Let's get to it because we have a lot of information in Tech Talk time segment on Good Day. Here's Shelley Palmer, our reporter, talking with you about a new app in a moment. The new app that might help you fight a parking ticket. Man, I just paid a $63 ticket. Where do we? I'll be tuned in. You want to sign up for this? Yeah, let's sign up for this app. Stand by for this information and lots of other info coming up here on Good Day.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, few things are more frustrating than coming back from lunch to find a parking ticket on your car. Many of us don't even have the time or energy to dispute these tickets, but a new iPhone app called Fixt is ready to take up that fight. If you get a parking ticket, take a picture of it on your phone and enter the violation code into the app. Fixt lets you know how often that violation is overturned and reasons why it might be invalid. If you think you might have a case, Fixt will ask for more photo evidence and have you digitally sign a letter. Fixt then gathers the supporting evidence and submits the proper appeal paperwork. If Fixt gets your ticket thrown out, it charges 25% of what the citation would have cost. If your ticket stands, Fixt won't charge you a dime. The app is only available in San Francisco for now, but aims to roll out in the top 100 U.S. cities over the next 18 months. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
digital insurance ID cards. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
This year, tax filing season started on January 31st. If you're hoping for a sizable refund, Brian Osich is here. You're going to find out it may be a good idea to pass on the new TV and focus on something bigger. Pass on the new TV and focus on your future.
According to the IRS, last year the average tax filers received around a $3,000 refund. Merrill Edge's Sharon Miller says instead of splurging, there are productive ways to put that money to use.
If you're a parent, consider using your refund to contribute to a 529 college savings fund. Recent grads may think about paying off student loans, while retirees may consider investing their tax refunds.
And how are Americans planning on using their refunds?
While 28% of mass affluent are planning to pay down debt, such as a mortgage or credit cards, the majority, 30%, are planning to put it toward their retirement savings, according to a recent Merrill Edge report.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com. That's financial fitness from Merrill Edge. Banking products are provided by Bank of America, N.A., member FDIC. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, and are not FDIC insured. May lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLP FNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
A Cleveland Job Bank founder honored as Communicator of the Year, apologizing after her dismissive email reply to a young job seeker went viral, Jennifer. Kelly Blazek founded the online Cleveland Job Bank for marketing communications professionals, found herself in hot water. Interesting story. You can check it out at DougStephan.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.